A major milestone this evening in women's soccer. Three of the best players in the world will hang up their cleats and retire from the U.S. national team after a game against Mexico. Joy Fawcett, Julie Foudy, and Mia Hamm have been with the team since the 1980s. They helped win two Olympic gold medals and two world championships. Jeri Longman covers women's soccer for the New York Times. Longman says when Fawcett, Foudy, and Hamm joined the team, they had little of the support they have today.
The first international tournament they played in, I think 1985 or 86, they literally had to sew their own uniforms and borrow uniforms from the men's team and sew their own numbers on. I mean, it began from a very rudimentary beginning.
One of the players that's retiring this evening is Joy Fawcett. She had a lower profile than some of the other players. What was her place on the team?
Joy was a defender many people considered the best defender in the women's game in the world. And she also managed to maintain a career while having three children. Earlier in her career, there was no such thing as child care provided by the U.S. Soccer Federation or anything, so she essentially had to pay her own way, you know, her own nanny, or she would bring her mother on the road with her, and eventually they did get some child care. But the kids became part of the team, and the kids have got 17 aunts now.
Well, one of them was Julie Foudy. She, as I understand, usually anchored the middle of the field, and off the field she became a real spokeswoman for the team.
Yeah, Julie had sort of probably the larger world view and saw this team in a larger light. She was the past president of the Women's Sports Foundation. She traveled to Pakistan in an attempt to make sure that child slave labor was not being used to make soccer balls. So she had a larger sense of the game and, I think, of her purpose in the game.
And, of course, there's Mia Hamm. She's certainly the most famous member of the team. Why was she so often singled out? How is it that she became such a soccer icon above all others?
Well, first, I think it was her sheer talent. I mean, she's now the world's leading scorer in international soccer, man or woman. And I think beyond that, I actually think Mia, more than anyone else, represents the possibilities that became available to female athletes after Title IX was passed. And by that I mean, you know, college scholarships, recognition, the chance for commercial endorsements. I think that makes her the most important female athlete we've ever seen.
Soccer is, after all, is a team sport. Was that ever a problem for the team, her high profile?
No. Mia spent much of her career deflecting attention from herself onto her teammates, which her teammates greatly appreciated. For instance, in the weeks before the 1999 World Cup, she refused to give individual interviews. I think she even turned down a chance to be on the cover of Newsweek magazine.
All three of these women, Joy Fawcett, Julie Foudy, Mia Hamm, presided over a major cultural change in how America viewed women's soccer and women's sports in general. Where are we at right now? Where have we come to at this point?
Well, as Anton Dorrance, who coached Mia Hamm to four NCAA titles at North Carolina, says that Mia took away the insult, "You play like a girl." So I think in that sense that because of this team and because of Mia, that women now have an opportunity to be assessed simply on the basis of their skills. They can be called a football player, a basketball player, or a figure skater, not a female figure skater, female basketball player, female soccer player.
Jeri Longman, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate it.
New York Times reporter Jeri Longman is the author of The Girls of Summer, the U.S. Soccer Team and How It Changed the World.